Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Start or sit. Add or drop.
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3, The Fan.
And you can tweet him at TheMattCamp, and he will get back to you most times. He is full of fantasy and knowledge and information and joins us each week here on 97.3, The Fan. Getting us ready for a fantasy football weekend, week number 7. Matt, how are you?
Very good, guys. Good to be back here, ready to help with everyone's fantasy team.
Yes.
Because that's what I care about.
We would like you to address every single listener's fantasy team out there. So do your very best to do so. I'll try to throw something out general to start here. Week 7, is this about the time where we start looking at what guys are doing this year and start reacting to that? Or do we still hang on to maybe what guys did in years past, hoping that they will repeat those performances?
No, I always like to kind of reassess my team after the first 3-4 weeks of the season. A lot of NFL teams kind of look at the season in 4- and 5-week chunks. Those sample sizes give you an idea of where things stand. But you never stop reassessing. You always have to do so. I mean, if you think about somebody like Marshawn Lynch, who got off to a great start over the first month of the season, was a top 10 running back. Kind of surprising, but you take that and you go, okay, what is he? Well, now he looks like he's going in the complete opposite direction on a sinking ship of a team. Plus, he's hurt, and he's on the bye, so he can't help you this week. So you went, all right, he was really good for the first month. Now, do I even want the guy on my team anymore? Guys like Tariq Cohen for the Bears, David Njoku for the Cleveland Browns, guys who many, including myself, had high hopes for, get off to slow starts. And then over the last 3 weeks, they both look like guys you want in your lineup every single week. So, you know, I think you always have to keep reassessing. Once we get into the double-digit weeks, then you start thinking about, you know, what are the playoff matchups going to look like for my team? What teams might be going into what I call, and many call, evaluation mode? Are we going to start to see younger players play? Veterans get benched? You know, are there guys that are hurt on bad teams that may end up going to the IR? We're not there yet, but, you know, if you think about it, we're in week 7. We're about halfway through your fantasy regular season. So if you're sitting on the waiver wire right now, that top waiver priority, you got a bunch of money left in your free agent budget, don't hang on to it for too much longer. If there's somebody out there that can help you, go get them right now.
Matt Kemp joins us on the Spectrum Business Hotline on 97.3 The Fan. Matt, let's move to the drama in Pittsburgh. It's rumored, or the rumor is that Bell returns after the bye week this week. What should those owners of Connor do with Bell lurking to take over that starting job again?
This is tough because we haven't seen really anything like this before, going 2 months into the season without arguably the best player, if not one of the best players in fantasy football, in Le'Veon Bell. And historically, when Bell's been suspended or hurt, it's been one man. In the years past, it was D'Angelo Williams, but then they go back to Le'Veon Bell. This is a volume-based production spot here for the Steelers, and that's why it's been so good for James Conner. Now, I have heard murmurs that Le'Veon Bell may need a couple of weeks to get into better shape, which wouldn't shock me. Take that for what you will and what he may or may not have been doing over the last 2 months.
Right.
But I would say this. Let's say he comes back and reports for week 8. We'll just use that as a hypothetical because we don't really know. I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers go, okay, James Conner's been playing well for us for now over a month and a half. We're going to use both guys here. We're going to work Bell in slowly. But if we got to week 10 and Bell was the guy and clearly the guy, I wouldn't be shocked at all. So, I mean, you could think of it two ways. I always say that outside of your probably number one RB spot, you're going to cycle through guys anyway. Injuries, you know, roles changing, performance. You know, somebody might have had Gio Bervani Bernard in their lineup for 3 weeks when Mixon was out. They got great weeks out of him. Then he got hurt and you moved on. I mean, I think that's maybe how you have to think of James Conner. And if he gives you anything more, then it's a bonus.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can keep him around for a couple of weeks when Bell's back and he's still doing something, if he's a top 25 back, there's still value in that. But what I worry about is that we get to, you know, maybe week 9 or week 10 and Bell's back a couple weeks and I go, all right, that's our guy. We're paying him a bunch of money for the rest of the year. He's fresh. That's who we're going to go with. This is a recipe for success for us in the past. So there is that concern with Conner. You know, if you're in a good spot, if you got both guys, you ride it out. If you got Conner and the Bell owner saying, I'll take him off your hands, I'm okay with that too. Unfortunately, now that value, which was pretty high, is a bit more in question right now.
Matt Kemp, Bleacher Report, Fantasy Football. This is the time of the season, regular season, that I do enjoy to a certain extent because I feel like the teams that are a little deeper, the fantasy teams I'm talking about, the ones that have really been paying attention to the waiver wire, picking guys up even though they may not use them that week, you start to pay off a little bit now because we've got teams on buys. And this is a week where Pittsburgh's out, Oakland's out, Seattle's out, Green Bay's out. I know a lot of people have to sit Aaron Rodgers and Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. It's the teams that were prepared for this ahead of time that tend to still do okay even when these guys sit out.
It's about hitting the waiver wire whether you're undefeated or you're at the bottom of your standings because you have to be prepared not only for stuff like this, but you got to be prepared for injuries. And if you get ahead on the waiver wire, I'll give you a name. This literally came down within the last hour. The Saints just put Ted Ginn on the IR, so he's done. Tre'Quan Smith was the player that before the bye week had a big game against the Washington Redskins. If you picked him up before then and you have him now, I'm sure you're getting trade offers. I just got a trade offer for him when the news came down. I had him picked up on my roster. Someone's trying to give me a pretty good tight end for him. I'm going to hang on to him. If you can hit the waiver wire and find these guys, you're going to take care of yourself when these buys come up or injuries come up. For this week, if you're trying to replace some of the quarterbacks you mentioned, I would say Baker Mayfield against the Buccaneers. This is the matchup we always love targeting. You like targeting the Falcons. You like targeting the Buccaneers. I think Joe Flacco is not bad against the Saints this week. Yes, they've been better the last couple of games, but that was against Eli and Alex Smith, neither of which are playing very good football this year. I don't think Mitch Trubisky against the Patriots is bad. This, as we saw, the Patriots defense, not a strength of their team. I think the Bears are going in the right direction. I like him there. Speaking of the Browns, a couple players you may take a shot on this week. Duke Johnson in the backfield against the Buccaneers. I think he could play a little bit more receiver for them. And speaking of receivers, Antonio Callaway is third on the team in targets behind Jarvis Landry and David Njoku. I like following the targets, and I'll follow the targets when there's a good matchup there to exploit. I think he's got one this week. And then Jermaine Kearse, keep an eye on this, Jets wide receiver. Quincy Enunwa down for a month. Kearse actually played a bit more inside last year, which is where Enunwa had been playing. He's not a bad guy to grab and think about. I think Sam Darnold's playing some pretty good football right now. Not that you're running out to go pick up him for your fantasy team, but he's not a detriment to the receivers that he's throwing to.
Matt Kemp joins us from the Bleacher Report here on the Business Spectrum Hotline on 97.3 The Fan. Before we let you go, Matt, got one more question for you. Atlanta's running back core took another hit. Devontae Freeman goes on the IR, and Tevin Campbell hasn't been the best backup. What's your advice for people who have Falcon running backs?
Yeah, they're not being used very well. Tevin Coleman should be a low-end running back one with Freeman out, and when we saw Freeman out before this, he wasn't. The other name you have to think about here, who probably was more annoying and now he has fantasy value, is Ito Smith, or as many people call him, the judge, because he's getting the red zone touches there. He actually out-touched Tevin Coleman last week. Now, I don't think that's good coaching, but we have to recognize what a staff is doing. So I think Tevin Coleman's more of a top 15, top 16 running back as opposed to a top 10 running back. I think Ito Smith is a not a bad flex option because he's getting chances at the goal line. The problem is that Coleman's not catching enough passes, and you need that because the Falcons' defense is awful, so they have to throw a lot and they can't run as much. So I think there's some bad coaching, bad defense, and not getting the most out of the talent that they have.
I got an idea. How about somebody showing Julio Jones where the end zone is?
They need to throw him the ball.
It is unbelievable. The guy has like 9,000 receiving yards and no touchdowns.
And people are mad at him about that. And I go, you know, it's really not his fault. It's about where he gets the ball.
Yeah.
I'd like him to just set up a tent and camp out and just sit there and just, you know what, like cherry pick in basketball. Just go down the field and wait. And they'll get to you at some point in time because we need that touchdown. The fact that it didn't come against the Buccaneers, baffling to me. Hopefully it comes this Monday night against the Giants.
Driving me crazy, I'll tell you that. All right, Matt, great stuff as always. It's at the Matt Camp. He is the Bleacher Report fantasy football expert. There was enough information in there to help everybody win this week.
Yes, indeed.
So, Matt, thanks so much as
always. Thank you, Matt.
We'll catch up to you next time.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.